Welcome to the weekly roundup of events going on around Ramapo College. I'm Amanda Karp. Here's what's going on around campus.
Bolivian climate change expert Carmen Capri spoke at Ramapo College this past Tuesday to educate students on the effect of forest fires. Bolivia is not the only place which is suffering, though, so it's time for all of us to do our part and make greener choices.
When asking Ramapo students what's the college's most prominent issue, lack of diversity and racism were given as answers most often. Why is that?
Ramapo commuters are looking for ways to get more involved on campus.
Every other Friday night, Westchester County drag queen Amber Gaysa transforms a sports bar and grill into a safe space for the LGBTQ+ community. Her goal is to give exposure to diverse queens due to the lack of them in the mainstream.
Ramapo College is home to Jay Lee's, an unofficial commuter lounge that gives students a place to relax, play video games or ping pong, eat free popcorn, and hang out with their friends.
Rutgers basketball is having an excellent season so far. They're expected to make the NCAA tournament for the first time since 1991.
Ramapo's campus is filled with tools to help music majors succeed. Go visit the H-Wing to learn more.
Ramapo College has opened their housing for students struggling with addiction. Ramapo received a $1 million grant to open the program fall of 2019.
Patrick Farrell is a student at Ramapo College, but he has multiple hobbies that he is passionate about. He's working on a screenplay for a movie he hopes can bring awareness to people with ADHD, a condition that Farrell has battled most of his life.
So many people struggle with being single on Valentine's Day. What ways can they celebrate? We'll find out later tonight.
The Ramapo women's basketball season came to an end on Wednesday after an overtime loss to New Jersey City University. Despite finishing the season with a 4-14 record in conference play and a 10-15 record overall, there's a lot to be excited for next year as freshman Bridget Cahill hopes to build upon an impressive campaign and lead Ramapo to the NJAC tournament next season.
Going to school is already a full-time job. It becomes way more to handle when you add work and a social life. Stick around to find out how some Ramapo students take on this battle.
This is Tori D'Amico.
This is Danielle DeAngelis.
This is Anthony Gadaletta.
This is Devin Godey.
This is Allison Koff.
This is Steve Henry C.
This is Sarah Raslin.
This is Jessica Badia.
This is Mike Caprio.
This is Alyssa Blondo.
This is Patrick Cahill.
This is Asian Newcomb.
And this is the Ramapo Record.